And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 31st of January, 2013. It's the birthday of Thomas Merton, born in Prades, France in 1915, wrote his master's thesis on William Blake, converted to Christianity, entered a Trappist abbey in Kentucky where he lived for most of his life. In his diary from the time, Thomas Merton wrote, "Going to the Trappists is exciting. I return to the idea again and again. Give up everything. Give up everything." His autobiography was a bestseller in 1948, Seven Story Mountain. It's the birthday of John O'Hara, born in Pottsville, Pennsylvania, 1905, one of the most popular serious writers of his lifetime, author of Appointment in Samara, A Rage to Live. Most critics consider his best work to be his short stories. He published more than 300 of them in the New Yorker magazine. And it's the birthday of the musicologist Alan Lomax, born Austin, Texas, 1915, son of the musicologist John Lomax. John Lomax, who had collected cowboy songs. Alan Lomax dropped out of Harvard to accompany his dad on one of his folk song collecting missions. They went to the Louisiana State Penitentiary, where they met Hoodie William Leadbetter, better known as Leadbelly. Lomax wrote, "I'll never forget, he approached us all the way from the building where he worked with his big 12-string guitar in his hand. He sat down in front of us and proceeded to sing everything that we could think of in this beautiful, clear, trumpet-like voice that he had, with his hand simply flying on the strings." Alan and John Lomax headed up the Library of Congress archive of American folk song, and Alan Lomax went on to record the oral histories of Leadbelly, Woody Guthrie, Jelly Roll Morton, Muddy Waters, and Vera Hall. It's the birthday of Norman Mailer, born Long Branch, New Jersey, 1923, an engineering student at Harvard when he was drafted into the Army, 1944. Served in the Philippines, Japan, then after the war moved to New York City and spent about a year writing a novel about the war called The Naked and the Dead. Considered the definitive literary novel about World War II, and it made Norman Mailer famous at the age of 25. Won the Pulitzer Prize for his book The Armies of the Night, and again for his nonfiction novel The Executioner's Song in 1979. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled Paradise. January finally drags into February, and one fumbles with numb fingers the ordinary knots and hooks of life. People are irritable, difficult. Some days you want to stay in bed with the covers over your head and dream of paradise, a place where the warm sea washes the white sand. There are a few palm trees on the higher ground, many brightly colored fish in the lagoon, waves breaking on the reef farther out, no one in sight. Occasionally, an incredibly large, split-second shark darkens the clear waters. Seabirds ride the wind currents, albatross, kittiwake, and pass on. Day after day, sea wind and perfect sky, you make a big heap of driftwood on the beach. Paradise, a poem by Lewis Jenkins, from his collection Just Above Water, published by Holy Cow Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's poetry app, available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Kathy Roach and Joy Biles, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.